I'm looking for Korg.
Who's asking?
I know you're asking. Just is there anyone else asking, or is it just you?
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Movie Reviews in 20 Qs. Yes, you know it, you love it. It's the show that reviews a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I am your host, Sam Hurley, and I am joined this week by the lovely, the charming, she's Stacey Gavin. How are you, Stacey?
I'm great, Sam. Really happy to be here talking about another Marvel movie.
Yes, another one. This is awesome. And I'm also joined this week by Kahu. How are you, bro? Yep, that's right. Kahu was supposed to do this podcast, but he hasn't shown up. Kahu Taps, if you're listening, you're never going to work again in this town, mate. I'm going to make sure your life is ruined.
Ha.
So anyway, guys, as you can tell by the name of this podcast, the movie that we did this week was the wonderful Thor Ragnarok, directed by a fellow Kiwi, Taika Waititi, did an amazing job of it. But for those of you that are listening at home and haven't seen this movie but want to listen along anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to get Stacey to give a plot of this movie. So what's the plot of the movie Thor Ragnarok?
Okay, so Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe and finds himself in a race against time to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his home world and the end of Asgardian civilization at the hands of an all-powerful new threat. His big sister, the ruthless Hela.
Yeah, well, that's just the plot of the movie. It's your latest Marvel movie. It's great. Full nerd alert. I mean, it's a bit of a Marvel interpretation of the comic book Planet Hulk. It's great. So anyway, looking at the reviews for this movie, what are they, Stacey?
Okay, so on IMDb, it's sitting at 8 out of 10. Pretty high. And Rotten Tomatoes, 92%.
Holy shit. Mm. But what about you, Stacey? What would you give this movie out of 10,005?
Why the extra five?
Oh, just to, you know,
throw make the statistics. It different.
Yeah, yeah. Confuse the shit out of you.
I'm going to go with 7,942.
Excellent. I'm going to go with 8,444.
Nice.
Listeners, I can't actually say the word for, just like I can't say the word thanks. I have a weird phobia about biting my tongue off every time I try and pronounce that TH sound. So bear with me as I try and piss my way through this podcast. So anyway, guys, this week we decided the 20th question was going to be throw it out there to all of our favourite listeners, podcasters, friends, everything to come and throw some answers back at us. And well done, guys. You gave us some awesome answers. Spoiler alert, Stacey's nowhere near what you'd consider to be a film nerd, so I can't wait to throw some of the answers at her and see if she knows who they are, what movie they're from, or has any idea whatsoever. But before we get into that, we actually decided to have the fan question first, so congratulations to Tara. You gave us an awesome fan question. An American who loves what we do in the shadows and also loves Thor Ragnarok. Quite cool. It's quite...
That's awesome.
It's neat. And so what she wanted to do, because she loves our New Zealand accents so much, is she wants us to say,
"Piss off, ghost!"
Obviously, a la the style of Taika Waititi's character Korg out of the movie.
We have to take the piss out of our own accents.
We are selling out in the biggest way possible by bending over and taking the piss out of our own accents.
Okay, what do we say?
So hit us, Stacey. Hit us with your best version of Korg saying, "Piss off, ghost."
Piss off, ghost. Why are you laughing? That just sounds normal to you.
Yeah, it is. But I'm going to channel my inner Korg and go, "I'll piss off, ghost."
Yeah, that's it, Sam.
"I'll piss off, ghost." Tara, congratulations as winner of Fan Question of the Week. You are going to get tagged in the video Ghost Chips, which was a drunk driving ad that we aired over here in New Zealand. See, at one point during the 90s or 2000s, something like that, Stacey, they just decided, nah, drunk driving ads, they're way too violent and they're not doing anything. So what we're going to do is we're going to make ads, like PSAs over in America, we're going to make ads that are basically comedy.
Comedy. Yeah.
They're the sort of things that make you laugh and then make you think, oh yeah, maybe it is kind of stupid to go driving drunk when you've, at 3 in the morning. Anyway, thank you for that question, Tara. It was awesome. I had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry I sounded so disappointed. I wish Sam had actually gone first because I can't even remember that line from the movie.
Sorry. And how many times have we watched it now?
Too many.
Which is twice. So anyway, what we're going to do is go back into our set of all-play questions, and we've just moved them down the order here a bit. What we're going to do is start with our compliment sandwich, which is name one thing good, one thing bad, and one thing good that you enjoyed about this movie.
So the good is Thor topless scene after his fight. However, it was just the bad thing was that that scene was too short.
Right, right.
He quickly put his singlet on and that didn't really need to be so fast. Oh, and the other good thing is I loved the scene near the end where the Valkyrie are flying towards, what are they flying towards? Hella.
Hella, yeah, yeah, that shot was amazing.
On their beautiful big horses with wings and all their spears and arrows stuff, and they're just fearless. That was awesome scene.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, that definitely got my nerd erection up and throbbing. One thing that I liked about this movie was I loved the humor of it. They fully embraced the Jack Kirbyism of this movie and just made it really weird and out there and colorful and bright and hilarious. I really loved that. Bad thing about this movie, this is tough, man. I felt Kate Blanchett's character fell a little flat.
Oh, burn.
Yeah, not in like a massively bad way, but I felt like she started the movie with a hiss and a roar and then she sort of ran out of things to do and sort of got relegated to a minor character. I was also quite disappointed that the Warriors 3 went out like bitches. We never saw what happened to Sif, but yet the Warriors 3 went out. And the good thing is seeing the Hulk and Thor and the epic battle. Taika Waititi has never obviously had this sort of budget before, but he threw it all together and had two of the titans of the Marvel Universe slug it out with each other, and that was amazing.
Yeah, that scene was awesome too. Loved it.
Mm. So moves on to question number 3. What flavor ice cream is this movie? I'm just going to jump in there. I'm going to go with Rainbow Paddle Pop because of the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, nice. I'm going to go along similar lines. I found a new flavor of ice cream specifically for this movie. It is called the Birthday Cake Swirl. It is a delicious swirl of cake and raspberry flavored ice cream with cake pieces and sprinkles on top.
Okay, and how does that go to explain this movie?
Well, it just does. Do I need a reason? It's birthday cake swirl.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so question number 4. How long would you survive in this movie's world? And I'm gonna say this movie's world is Sakaar. How long would you reckon you'd survive on Sakaar?
Not very long, because I'm not much of a scrapper. I can't really stand up for myself, and I don't have any mystical powers.
Yeah, that's about right.
What about you, Sam?
Either fighter or food? I'm definitely food.
Yeah.
They would love me. I think they'd love a piece of surly ham.
Yeah, they would.
Okay, so number 5. What character clearly needs to get laid?
I'm going
to
go with Loki.
Wrong.
How's that wrong?
Hela has been locked in prison for 30,000 years. If anyone needs to get laid, it's Hela.
Yeah, but everyone would be too scared of her, wouldn't they?
Not me.
And you're
I'm just
going
to point out that Hela looks like every single girl I had a crush on from about age 16 to how old am I? That dark 17? Hair, blue eyes. Oh, jeebus.
Yeah, I don't know if... just because she's been locked away for a long time doesn't necessarily mean she's going to go for the first Kiwi podcaster she comes across.
I'll still roll that dice. A bit of a weird conversation to be having with a girl you're going to marry in 6 weeks. But anyway. Okay, so moving us along. Which two characters from this film would you want with you on a crazy night out?
Easy. Thor and Valkyrie.
Oh, Valkyrie's definitely one of mine. Why'd you pick Thor and Valkyrie though, babe?
Well, Thor's really hot, right? So you want to hang out with him.
Oh, Jesus.
And
how did I not see that one coming?
Valkyrie's really fun. She likes to drink a lot and she's a bit sassy.
Oh yeah, she's an absolute maggot pisshead. I'd definitely like her. But the Grandmaster, he's throwing orgies in his plane, man. That guy knows how to party.
Yeah, that seems like his sole purpose in life, eh?
Yeah. And similar to Loki, I can talk an incredible amount of shit, so I reckon I would be able to talk my way onto that ship.
You'd be on there in a flash.
Yes. Hey, and probably off in a flash. So coming up to the next question, what deep philosophical debate arose in you while you were watching this movie?
Mine was a very serious one. How many Marvel movies will I have to watch this year?
A million.
Really? How many movies?
Unfortunately for Stacey, I was supposed to do one a week in the lead up to Infinity War so that by the time Infinity War hits, I would have seen all of them, but I'm going around on my second lap.
Oh, you are kidding me. I'm not kidding. Don't you have anything better to do?
Thanks for pointing out how fucking boring my life is at the moment, Stacey. Saving for a wedding, babe. Would you rather me be out blowing all our wedding funds, or would you rather me be home watching Marvel movies and not doing anything?
Home watching Marvel movies.
Oh, thank you.
What about you, darling? What was your philosophical debate?
Massively around the Odin thing. I was like, how much of an asshole is Odin if he just banishes his daughter after she did everything for him? I was thinking to myself, I wonder how Thor and Loki are feeling after this.
Yeah.
And Taika's pretty good at tugging on the emotional heartstrings, but I don't think that one got played out too well.
Yeah, it kind of just got brushed to the side, and she was the only one who was upset about it, whereas the door was left open for Thor and Loki to go, what the hell, we've got a sister?
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah. Although, by the time they found out about her, he was gone. He was dead, wasn't he? So they didn't have the fear.
It was like the ultimate see you later. Like, hey, this place is really nice. By the way, I'm about to die, and you've got a sister who's going to destroy everything.
Yeah, she's the most horrible person on earth.
Odin went out like a boss, man.
Yeah, untouchable.
Fuck the world, fucking two fingers up, man. He went out like a boss. Okay, so your favourite question, Stacey. How would you incorporate Nicolas Cage into this movie?
He was Doug.
Oh, what, the guy that died?
Yeah, the contender that went out into the fighting pit and never came back.
Oh, poor Doug. Nicolas Cage. Poor Doug. See, I would have chucked him into one of the Grandmaster's cohorts. I could have imagined him just following him around, being some sort of weirdo court jester / sex slave, something like that. I know you love the thought of Jeff Goldblum and Nicolas Cage getting it on, but one of those mans oozes pure sexiness and the other one oozes pure fucking psychosis. So, coming up for our next question. Which subplot from this movie would make for its own awesome spin-off movie?
I'd love to see a prequel of the Grandmaster.
Oh, damn it.
I want to know, how did he get to be ruling a junk pile planet of Sakaar and thoroughly enjoying every minute of it, like it's his whole life's purpose? Like, he's totally rocking it.
There's a theory that he's the Celestial, just like Ego, the Living Planet, out of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And the look glazes over her face, yeah, where she knows she's seen this, but she doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can't have been that obvious.
Kurt Russell's character, Ego the Living Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a celestial. He's one of these beings that have been there since the dawn of time. Supposedly Grandmaster is one as well.
Really?
Yes.
So why is he living in a junk pile? We need a prequel to find out.
Yeah, that's a good question. Why is a guy living in a trash heap fucking having orgies?
It sounds like your average guy, like living in a flat with a messy bedroom.
Sounds like the town I grew up in.
Nah, Sakaar's way better.
Hey. Okay, so my subplot from this movie is going to have to be my option number two. I wanted to see more gladiatorial battles. I wanted to see Hulk landing, Hulk fighting. If you're familiar with the Planet Hulk storyline, he picks up and misses. And then basically everyone on Earth decides that even though the Hulk's out there, he should probably be blown up or something like that. And they actually blow him up and he lives, but his like wife and son die and...
That sounds awful.
Directed by Darren Aronofsky, the director of Requiem for a Dream. Maybe that'd be like really awesome movie. Moves us on to my favourite question, the one that I always petition to have in here. What would be the porn parody name of this movie?
Thunderstruck.
Oh, you were perilously close to my one.
Ooh, what was yours, Sam?
Thundercock. For Thundercock.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Okay, so what we're going to do next is we've got another fan question that came in, courtesy of Emma. She wants to know who is the biggest dreamboat in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She has specifically requested that it be a male. Thanks, Emma. Congratulations.
Great question, Emma. Of course, the answer is Thor with his new short haircut and topless.
I think there's a there's a ton of them. Like, they're all dreamboats in their own way. So I think it's highly discriminatory of me to actually pick one of them.
Oh, boo-hoo. Yet you've got no problem picking out hot females at a moment's notice.
Listen to me try and weasel my way out of this. Bradley Cooper.
What?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
What character did he play?
Rocket Raccoon.
What?
Yeah.
Dreamboat.
Yeah, Rocket's a dreamboat. And that guy's arm. He knows what he wants. He's a proud, confident man.
And a little smart ass.
Yeah, he's just like me. Oh, I love him. Definitely Rocket Raccoon. Okay, so what should Four's new weapon be?
He's going to get a new hammer. Because isn't that his thing? He can't have something else. He can't just start using something else.
He's definitely a hammer time man, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why his big, muscly arms are good for swinging that hammer around and stuff. So,
Jesus, Stacey's going to slide off his seat soon.
Yeah, he'll get another one.
I'd like to see him with an axe.
Why an axe?
Yeah, because here's the thing, though. Like, hammers build things up, but axes cut them down. Fuck, it's so shit. Oh, and that's what we need. We're coming up to Infinity War and someone needs to chop Thanos down to size.
Oh, yes.
Nerd! Nerd, 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 oh, nerd, nerd, nerd.
Is, you know that metal guy, metallic guy who is out of the Fantastic Four who...
Doctor Doom.
The one who...
Silver Surfer.
The one who, no...
Thing.
Michael Fassbender, I think. He gets
Magneto.
Magneto.
Out of the X-Men.
What movie is he? Oh, X-Men.
He's not metallic ever. He's controls metal.
He harnesses metal. So
I'd love to know where this is about to go.
Well, no, I was thinking about the Thor thing. You know how he can summon his hammer back?
Yeah.
Maybe if he just had some kind of crossover with Magneto, whereby he could just summon whatever natural materials he needed out of the earth.
It was the middle of a dying star. So
the hammer was.
Yeah, it was made from...
Well,
yeah,
maybe he could harness...
It was made in a dying star.
Metal from a dying star. The next star that dies, that's where his hammer's coming from.
Have you seen the trailer for Avengers Infinity War? That's exactly what he's seen doing with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, wow, perfect.
I think these are subconsciously getting into you. You're already talking about that middle dude from Fantastic Four. You're already frogging around words that you know... of probably you're not supposed to know, but they've weaseled their way into their subconscious. All these nights I've spent up lying beside you, just Reed Richards is Mr. Fantastic, hey, Sue Storm is Invisible Woman, Johnny Storm's her brother, he's Human Torch, The Thing, it's Benjamin Grimm, these are the Fantastic Four characters. I recite the Marvel Encyclopedia to Stacey every night, and it's clearly slowly to work. Followed by the Buy Sam KFC. Every time he smiles at you. That one doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, that hasn't worked at all.
God damn it. Fucking rip off. So anyway, a ton of cameos in this movie, and a lot of them hit. A lot of them were awesome. But Stacey, what was your favourite cameo in this movie?
I loved the production, the theatre production that they put on in Asgard of Thor's life. Or, no, what was it of? It was of...
It was of the events of... For the Dark World.
Yeah.
The second one. Yeah, yeah. Where Loki supposedly died saving Thor, and what the world doesn't know is Loki then took the form of Odin and actually went back to Asgard. So that's what happened in the Dark World.
Yeah. So there are a couple of cameos in that.
Yep.
But the one that I loved was having a great Kiwi actor in there, Sam Neill playing Odin in the production. That was really cool.
My honourable mention of that one was Luke Hemsworth, the older Hemsworth brother that isn't too well known, actually played Thor.
Oh, yeah. How weird would that be, playing your brother in a movie?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty cracker. But my one, it's obvious, Stan the Manly.
Of course, he was the hairdresser.
Like, you come to expect a Stan Lee cameo, and just seeing him make Thor shit himself was probably one of the better moments, yeah.
With the Edward Scissorhands haircutting device.
Yeah. Please don't hurt me, old man. Okay, so that moves me on to my set of personal questions that I'm going to throw at you, Stacey Gavin. Who do you think is the biggest badass female in the MCU?
Surely it's Hela. There can't be anyone more badass than her.
Are you talking pure power level or pure awesomeness? Because badass is like, they don't have to be the most powerful, because Hela is clearly the most powerful. But like Valkyrie for me is more of a badass than Hela.
I don't know. I think Valkyrie's got a bit of a heart. So when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking badass as in she's so badass, Hela, is that she does not care about anyone's feelings. She doesn't care about her brothers, her father. In fact, she has been scorned by her father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she has all the fury of hell in her. So you just really can't beat that on any level.
That's true, that's true. So, Stacey, what are you the god of again?
I am god of being grumpy in the morning.
Holy titty fucking Christ. You are not kidding there.
There's nobody better at it than I am.
That's so true. It takes her an hour to get up. And by get up, I mean to open both eyes.
Yeah, so basically, just don't come near me. I'm not myself.
And if you've got to like get up and get in a rush, you get at least 4 hours of, I didn't get to wake up properly this morning. It's endless. And then usually you have to like take it down to the cafe, sling about 14 coffees down your throat, and then hope one of them like takes a hold and like and kicks you back into normality. I think Loki has a challenger for the throne. I'm definitely the god of talking shit.
Yes, I concur. That is definitely.
You might be the god of mischief. I might be the god of talking shit.
Is that what Loki's the god of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Norse mythology and in the Marvel Universe, he was the god of mischief.
So his big sister, Hela.
Goddess of death.
And then there's his brother, who's the god of thunder.
Yeah.
And then he is
the god of mischief. God of mischief. Yeah. You see why he feels like he got ripped off.
So incongruent. But he's good at it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that moves me on to my final question. My final personal question. So, in the trailer, we see Thor throw his hammer, and in the background is a Skux Life tag, which is courtesy of the one, the only Ricky Baker from Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, hi Ricky.
So it sounds like Ricky Baker's gone on one hell of an adventure. This might also mean that Hunt for the Wilder People is part of the MCU, which which makes things very interesting, because Ricky Baker's popping up in Deadpool. Now Deadpool is owned by Fox, which is getting bought by Disney, who owns Marvel, which means that Deadpool 2, which means Ricky Baker's a mutant, and he was in Hunt for the World.
Having a complete nerd gasp.
I've broken down. If he plays Ricky Baker in Deadpool 2, I'm going to be fucking stoked. Anyway, the question I've got to ask is, Rachel House plays Child Protective Services woman from Hunt for the World of People, and then she pops up in this playing Topaz. So I'm just kind of curious as to whether you agree with the fan fiction that I've started writing here, that Topaz is actually Rachel House's character from Hunt for the Wilder People, and she's on a mission to find Ricky, loses him, and then just becomes head guard for Grandmaster. What do you reckon?
Nah, no way.
Nah, you're boring.
She is so committed to her dream of No Child Left Behind that she could not simply abandon the kids and be lackey to the Grandmaster.
But what if the kid's gone up the devil's anus? Which surely you'd stop worrying about the kid at that point. He's gone back to Earth somehow, so.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's other kids. It's not just one kid. It's No Child Left Behind.
Okay.
And she certainly does not seem to give a shit about any kids on that planet.
Well, I'm cutting myself off before I go any further. And we'll let you get into your question, Stacey.
Okay, Sam. So
cool, hit me.
My first question is, who would win a battle between Wonder Woman's Amazonians or Asgard's Valkyrie?
I'm going to go with the Valkyries.
Ooh, really? Yeah, yeah. See, why? Like,
Hela is more powerful than all the Amazonians, including Wonder Woman, and they managed to beat her. Only just, but they managed to beat her.
Yeah, and they were pretty fearless in the face of her. I would have gone for the Valkyries too. So, talking about Marvel dreamboats, are you disappointed that you didn't see Hulk fully naked?
What the fuck? This question isn't on the list.
Well, it's just popped into my head and I had to ask it.
So what, Hulk's cock has popped into your head? God damn.
No, I was just thinking of that
You'd
scene.
Have no head if that happened, girl.
I was thinking of the scene where Thor popped an Eiffel and was scarred.
Oh, well done. That's a good late-minute addition there, Stace. And that's definitely not something I want to have lately admitted into me. But when I grew up in a small rural town, I've been to a few farm fairs. I've seen giant oversized zucchinis before, so I'm pretty happy with how I am.
You don't want to take it to the next level.
I don't need to see one attached to a green man's body.
Fair enough.
Plus, you know, I'd put him to shame. He'd feel, he'd be like, oh.
Oh, poor Hulk.
Yeah.
He might be like...
Well, because I'm a giant cock, he'd be like, oh, my cock isn't as big as Sam.
But you never know, he might be like Kong. It might be like just a little
hidden
flap.
Under a fear of...
Yeah.
How about that guy's penis in Shape of Water? Stacy. And here comes that look. I've seen the movie, but I don't remember what you're talking about.
What? But we don't see it. We don't see it.
No, but when she describes it... Use your imagination.
This is not the auditions for American Idol, Sam.
Okay.
Okay, so the Mighty Korg tried to start a revolution.
That's true, yeah.
But it didn't come off that well. He didn't print enough flyers, and it only ended up being his mum and...
His stepfather or something, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of people.
Oh, God, it was awesome.
So it didn't really come off right. So what's a revolution that you've tried to start that didn't really come off right?
I tried a No Pants Friday revolution that quickly got me fired.
Was this at the council in Hamilton?
No, this was at kindergarten.
You got fired from kindergarten? Please tell me you were 2 years old.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
If you're under 5 years old...
I had no idea what I was doing.
You take your pants off. Well done.
That wasn't really a revolution. So anyway, that moves us on to our final question. Now, this was the question that we threw out to the fans to get some answers. So what we're going to do is me and Stacey are going to give our answers to this first, and then we're going to go through your guys' one. And here's the question. Which two film characters would you most like to see square off in a fight similar to the gladiatorial battle in this movie?
Okay, so the fight that I would be interested to see, because I believe it would be quite different on film, is... The Ancient One from Doctor Strange.
Ooh, picking a Marvel character. Well done.
Yes, versus Wonder Woman.
Holy shit, that would be interesting.
Yeah, because you've got the mystical element coming in and then just incredible strength.
Okay, so my two, I want to see the billionaires go at it. I want to see Tony Stark versus Batman. Now...
Oh, yes. Why?
Yeah, billionaire inventors, I just think it'd be interesting. Now, most people would listen and go, well, Iron Man has obviously got like an entire bloody small nation's arsenal within one suit. He could easily just fly up in the air and blow him away. But the thing about Batman is he's the world's greatest detective, and he can also make a whole bunch of suits and gadgets that could potentially neutralize Iron Man's armor. Now, unfortunately, because they're owned by different companies, we're probably never going to see this actually happen. But yeah, that would be my one.
Cool.
Okay, so we threw this out to everyone out there to give us their answers. Are you ready to hear them?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. So first up, I'm just going to scroll through my Twitter feed here. From the Dial M for Movie podcast, he wanted to see Henry from The Good Son versus Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. And already the glazing of who the hell are you talking about has started.
I only know one of those characters. I know the Kevin McAllister. I don't know the other guy.
So Henry from The Good Son was like this absolute complete arsehole of a character. Who is stepbrother to Elijah Wood. I think Elijah Wood gets adopted by this guy's family and he's just a complete arsehole to him the entire time. Early shout out here to We Watch The Thing, formerly Bears On Film. But they actually reckon there's a theory that the two of them are the same character.
Ooh.
Mm. That Kevin's grown up to be such a psychopath that he plays this other guy.
I see.
Makes a lot of sense. Flicks X-Ray, superhero-wise, they would like to see Deadpool and Batman go head-to-head.
Why? I'm interested. That's why I'm asking
well,
about
this.
Well,
it's the
this.
Same thing. Like, Batman being the master detective, Deadpool being the never-ending mercenary. Who do you reckon would win out of that one?
Deadpool. Because he's just got a bit more sass, whereas Batman's just a bit like, meh, 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 like, sulky.
It'll definitely be Batman. Anyway, he also said non-superhero-wise, he'd like to see Brad Pitt from Mr. and Mrs. Smith fight Agent Bourne, you know, Jason Bourne.
So two Hollywood superstars and pretty good-looking guys. That sounds pretty good to me.
I'd love to see someone fuck up Matt Damon. We Watch The Thing, formerly Bears On Film. Now, these guys threw one at me that I literally had a Twittergasm over. They want to see Heath Ledger's Joker take on Johnny from The Room. He's followed it with the gif of cheep, 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 cheep.
That would be hilarious.
On one hand, you've got one of the craziest psychopaths that's ever been created and committed to film. And on the other hand, you've also got the Joker. So it's kind of hard to tell. One of them is also potentially a vampire. So it's, So he might have an advantage. So good old Paul from the Countdown podcast, he chipped in. And here we go. I'm just trying to see if Stacey's face is going to glean over again. He would like to see the Predator fight the Xenomorphs. Yeah. What's a Xenomorph?
I don't know, but is it from Aliens?
Yes.
You heard me. Yeah. Earlier.
I did tell her earlier. I did try and give her a bit of an advantage before he came on here.
It sounds like a good battle.
It sounds like a good battle.
Creepy.
Okay. Well, your research for the week, Stacey, is you have to sit down and watch Alien vs. Predator 1 and 2. And you can tell me after that if you think it's a good battle.
Is that going to be the highlight of my week, or is it going to be hours I never get back?
It's like you actually had to have had a brain aneurysm for any of it to make sense. Moving on to Ray reviews. Ray threw at us Mrs. Doubtfire versus David Bowie's Goblin King. I almost said it with a straight face.
That is hilarious. How did you even think of that?
It's great, eh?
Yeah, it is. It's great. I wonder who would win.
Mrs. Doubtfire. The Goblin King got beaten by Jennifer Connelly, sort of. We gave the baby back. Mrs. Doubtfire is the rabid lunacy of the dearly beloved Robin Williams. It's hard to... The more I think about it, the more closer of a fight I think it would be.
Is it? Do you think it's...
But there is the Goblin King's codpiece, and that thing is proud.
Both characters are wearing tights.
That's
do
true.
Do you think that has anything to do with it? And they're
both characters are highly inappropriate around children.
Both characters wearing heaps of makeup.
Yeah. Okay. Don't think
well
we're going to see.
Well done. I think that's the winner
so far.
Oh,
so far.
I don't know. It's just so weird. It even beats Tommy Wiseau.
Tara, she threw at us Wonder Woman and She-Hulk.
See, I've never heard of She-Hulk, so I wouldn't even know.
Exactly.
That.
How can you hear of someone that you are when you are that person? In the mornings, especially.
I'm not green.
It'd be a good battle. She-Hulk basically is a watered-down version of the Hulk. So she can turn herself green and back again, and she can talk, and she keeps all her brains and all that sort of stuff. So she's like got that side of humanity, but she's not as strong or as psycho
as she
Hulk.
Doesn't lose her rag, like get
no.
too angry.
So she'd
like
be
Hulk.
Pretty much as strong as Wonder Woman. So it'd be like watching two perfect gladiatorial women fighting each other.
Okay, it's enough.
Damn it, I need to shut up now. That's a good one, Tara. I love that. Anyway, it moves us on to the next one. NZGG podcast said Samwise Gamgee versus Mini-Me. I feel like it'd be a one-sided fight because Samwise is the man. But Mini-Me kind of, he's psycho.
Yeah. I have to think about that one for a minute.
And how do you feel?
It's good. It's a good answer.
It's a great answer. From the Nerdsop podcast, he would like to see Heath Ledger's Joker fight Jigsaw, you know, from the Saw franchise, of which I'm guessing you've never watched a single movie.
I think I have. Is it kind of like Hostel? Is it around that same
time? Yeah, it came out around the same sort of time as Hostel.
I think
I have
seen a Saw movie. There's three of them.
He's a criminal mastermind, and so is the Joker. And they're both got a very loose grasp on morals. Like, they both, like, Jigsaw's thing is, like, he never kills anyone, but he puts people in traps that it's almost impossible to escape without probably dying from.
Yeah, it sounds really, really gruesome.
Cool. Moves on to the next one. Now, this one comes from Emily Kira of the Tasteless Podcast, one of those podcasts I've been banging on about how awesome it is, even though recently she did say that Batman Robin is better than The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's just not get into that right now. But anyway, she would really like to see Celine from Underworld fight Alice from Resident Evil.
Ooh, I've got no idea who they are. But it sounds good.
Oh, I love your face, Stacey. And finally here we've got the Dumpster Fire Cinema. He would really love to see Val Kilmer's Batman and Christian Bale's Batman fight to the death.
Woo!
Now, I've got no idea whether that's because he hates Christian Bale or Val Kilmer or both.
Hard to tell. But also, I didn't think that Batman's killed people. So a fight to the death is pretty gnarly.
If you've seen the Batman vs Superman, Batman's changed that tactic. He's fucking killing people left, right and centre now.
Oh, okay.
And that moves us on to our Facebook community, which also provided us with some real good answers. First up, Lizzled Ebrie, she would love to see Spider-Man fight Batman.
That's an interesting one.
Emma would like to see the dude fight Billy Brown.
I don't know who Billy Brown is.
Yeah, exactly. Billy Brown is the main character from the movie Buffalo 66. Thanks, Emma. I knew you would go full nerdy deep on that one, and that's a really good one. Stacey is mystified as to what Buffalo 66.
Well, I'm just wondering how someone could fight with a guy who's constantly walking around with a white Russian in his hand wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, yeah, and a guy that calls himself a pacifist. I think Billy Brown would fuck him up. Vincent Gallo was a psychopath as well. Sorry, the dude. Unless John Goodman's character was there, I don't think you stand much of a chance there, mate. Moving along, Ian Hyde. Hey, man, how you doing, bud? He wants to see Rod Farver fight Jar Jar Binks. And again, the face glazes over. Rod Favre is from the movie Super Troopers. He plays this absolute psychopath. He would kick the living shit out of Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks being the epitome of everything that's wrong with Star Wars. I think there's probably a million people in the world that would like to see Jar Jar Binks fight fucking anyone.
Yeah, is he the big, like, sluggy...
That's Jabba the Hutt that you're thinking of.
Oh.
And then moving along, we've got one here from Spanky. He wrote in, hey... I'm having trouble thinking. I think I'm overthinking it. I'll get back to you. In true Spanky fashion, he's taken way too long to answer a question and missed the boat. There was one that came in that was quite requested. I'm just going to have to run through some of these names. Greg, Ainsley, Robert, Simon, David, Ian, Ollie, Jake, Brennan, Maddie, Freddie, Ashley, Will, Chris, Lewis, Harrison, Calvin, Damien, Ricky, Kenny, Shane, Lee, Paul, Adam, Nigel, Phil, Tony, Steve, Colin, Jamie, and Lee, they all requested that the star of the documentary Notorious fight Machu. And the star of the Notorious being Conor McGregor. It was a bit of a shout out back to our previous episode of Bridesmaids where Machu called out Conor McGregor. So I had to look into it, and yes, Conor McGregor has been in a film. But then I was like, well, Machu hasn't been in a film, has he? And then I Googled him, and he has.
Is it a home video?
It's, yeah, and it's not on YouTube. It's on a website. So anyway, I think that was it from recommendations that people had for who they would like to see fight. We'll do this again sometime. We'll throw out question number 20 to everyone and get everyone to provide their own answers and judge them as accordingly.
Hey, yeah, I think that was one of the best ideas you've had in quite some time. I like hearing other people's answers. I think we need to ask more questions.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. So that was really cool. Now, Stacey, I guess that you thought you could have managed to escape, but you haven't. It's the trivia round. There's no one here to compete against. You're just competing against yourself. If you get less than 3 out of 5...
then I don't win the trophy.
Don't win the trophy.
Am I playing for the trophy here?
No, you're just... just playing for yourself. Okay. She appeared in the previous 2 Thor films. She usually is seen hanging out with a Warrior 3. She's played by Jamie Alexander. What character was missing from this film?
Natalie Portman.
No. The correct answer was the Lady Sif. She didn't...
What? Yeah, isn't that from Star Wars?
No, she didn't... No. Jesus Christ. You kind of might have a point there, actually. There are Sith Lords in Star Wars, yes. But anyway. Nope, that's incorrect. Okay, question number 2. Who is the famous artist that drew a lot of the artwork that this film was based on? He was a very famous artist that basically created a ton of these characters with Stan Lee back in the 60s. What was his name?
I think you told me this a couple of days ago. I can't remember.
It is Jack Kirby. Okay, question number 3. What is the name of the swirling vortex above the planet that they have to go through to get back to Asgard?
Giant asshole or something.
The devil's anus.
Devil's anus.
Question number 4. She's currently sitting on 0. What is the name of the planet on which they are having the gladiatorial battles?
Sakaar.
Correct. Well done.
Yay. 1.
Question number 5. Why is Loki impersonating Odin?
Because he's the god of mischief and he just wanted to sneak back and take charge of things without Thor realizing.
No. And as we see in the play and as the events of For the Dark World transpired, Loki pretended to die, didn't actually die, but took the place of Odin, who he then banished to Earth, who then made his way to Norway. Now, do you want to know the funniest part about all this, Stacey?
Yes.
All 5 of these questions I have mentioned during this podcast.
No, you haven't.
I have given you hints about these. If you play this podcast back and listen to it again, you'll discover that I have mentioned the answers to all 5 of these questions during this podcast. I am the god of mischief.
Creepy.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my dear darling. Anyway, that takes us to the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening. As always, like, subscribe, review, do all that fun shit that everybody on the internet asks you to do. It's amazing. We love it. It fulfills our destiny. It's great. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah, just find us on Twitter at MovieReviewsIn. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MovieReviewsIn20Qs. What's our email address? MRITQS@gmail.com.
Yep.
You want to send me a long detailed message that you can't send to me over Twitter, even though you can because you can DM me, send me an email. Why not? Sounds fun.
Yeah, totally.
We will be coming back soon with, well, there's obviously the definite movies that we're going to be doing, which is Ready Player One, and we are going to be doing Avengers Infinity War. If you've got a question you'd like to get in before then, that'd be great. Otherwise, thanks from me.
Thanks from me. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Is it some sort of protoplasm, all the stuff that's coming out of you, or are they eggs?
The Emmonsonians.
Emmonsonians.
Patients.
No, I'll just leave it a brain aneurysm.
Yeah. That's fine. Piss off, ghost. How do you dress like you're homeless?
You know, like I normally dress, so no one really could tell the difference. But
yeah, exactly.
He would like to see Heath Ledger. Yeah. He would like to see Heath. Yeah.
What are you doing? What movie is that from?
No, I've got no idea. I'm just talking shit.